Ethical issues are almost a daily routine for individuals in the healthcare industry. That doesn't mean we always have all the answers. Potter Stewart once stated, "Ethics is knowing the difference between what you have the right to do and what is right to do." The truth is, ethical issues normally occur when moral decisions are to be made. In healthcare, we're constantly faced with different obstacles, tough decisions, and choices that can be crucial to patient care. In times that these obstacles present themselves, we must look to the ethical principles and moral theories to provide a clear, unbiased plan of action that we can justify. I discovered that one of the top ethical issues that we're faced with in healthcare today is balancing efficiency in patient care. The true definition of efficiency is the state of being efficient. However, in healthcare, efficiency measures whether healthcare resources are being used to get the best value for money. Somehow, we have managed to stray from what efficiency actually means and alter it into time-conserving measurement, failing our patients, and it shows. Between 210,000 and 440,000 patients each year suffer from some type of preventable harm that contributes to their death. 210,000 patients a year die due to the error of the human. Now, let's take a look at our ethical principles. Beneficence promotes the idea that we are doing good for a patient. With that being said, would you really consider it good for the patient to be treated fully and completely? Or just enough so that you can get them out of the way to get to the next patient as quickly as possible? Obviously, we should do all that we can for each and every patient. Now, next we have distributive justice principle, which basically explains itself, distributing equal amounts of care. Personally, I'd rather give all patients the best care possible than give all patients a bit of care and pray for a good outcome. Finally, we have the principle of utility. Utility focuses on happiness. The best way to promote the most happiness is treating all the patients effectively. Cutting corners is not an option in healthcare. It can be fatal or crucial to patients. What most people don't realize is that if we cut corners, we miss vital information, causing bigger issues to present themselves in the near or distant future. You can't save time if you have to go back and correct the things that you missed in the first place. The issue at hand in balancing efficiency in patient care affects the lives of nearly everyone. It affects the patients, the healthcare professionals involved in the care, the families of the patient, and the community as well, because the patient is someone's employee, neighbor, friend, maybe even all of those. You can bet the patient has at least been a part of someone's life. And if it was yourself or someone that is a part of your life, you'd expect the best care possible for them. An example, Peg Rader, a 48-year-old female, was scheduled for surgery on a hernia in June of 2018. She walked into the hospital and signed in. Moments later, she was taken into surgery. Peg done good in surgery. She made it out just fine and was taken to her room in the hospital for post-op. Peg was heavily sedated from surgery, so the family waited outside in the waiting room. Peg finally woke up and alerted the nurse numerous times over the next few hours. The doctors and nurses were busy with other patients and disregarded Peg's claims of pain. After some more time and several pages, a nurse came in and took a call button from Peg. For multiple hours, Peg sat alone in pain. When they finally allowed the family in, it was too late. Due to the loss of circulation in Peg's legs, her bowels began to fail. Peg would die because of the negligence that occurred. Peg Rader, age 48, female, admitted for surgery, walked into the hospital to never walk out. She coded on June 2nd, 2018. Peg Rader was my mother, as well as the mother of Talora and Megan, my two sisters. She was the grandmother of my children and my sister's children. She was a wife, and she was a sister. She also worked at Flowers Bakery for nearly 17 years. She was loved by... Peg Rader was my mother, and she mattered. Every patient matters. Solving the issue of balancing efficiency in patient care is quite simple. We need to stop wasting time cutting corners to save time, because when we rush, we leave out steps that can be crucial, and then we have to spend time making up for the steps that we missed that put us in the situation. In my mother's case, if the nurses would have simply found the time to move her legs, she would have survived. The doctors wouldn't have had to spend time testing her bowels or trying to revive her after she coded. It is not ethically, morally, or legally correct to prioritize time over patient care. There is no justified action in which we compromise the life of a patient for the sole reason of saving time and money, because usually the result of compromising patient care is having to provide more intensive care in the end, resulting in loss of time, not a gain.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.